Welcome back to Catholic Connection. I'm Vanessa Denha-Garmo filling in for Teresa Tamia. Well, it's part keepsake, part teaching book, and it's filled with inspiration, encouragement, and reflections to ponder for fourth graders and those older through simple texts. It explains the privileges and responsibilities imparted through the sacrament of confirmation. It is called My Confirmation Book. The author is Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle. Thanks for joining us, Donna, here on Catholic Connection.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. Good morning to you.
Good morning. You, of course, are the author of several books, including Embracing Motherhood and the Catholic Saints Prayer Book. But tell us how. Tell us about the new book, the My Confirmation Book.
Sure. Well, I just love how lovely the cover turned out. It's a beautiful Holy Spirit red, and there's a beautiful dove on the cover and gold lettering. And so it's very appealing and hard, sturdy cover. It's, well, as a mother of five on earth and three in heaven and a catechist for over 25 years, I've been, you know, teaching all ages and stages of kids. And my heart goes out to families. That's my ministry, to moms and to women and families. So I've been writing so many books over the years to try to help inspire, you know, the moms in the trenches and families, you know, up against all of the stuff in our culture, trying to find a balance, trying to raise their kids on the straight and narrow. So, you know, it just made sense to me to I just felt a need to write this book to engage that age child, actually a young child in fourth grade on up, because some places dioceses confirm early. So I tried to write this in a way that will be grasped by the young, but also by the older. And as a matter of fact, I think it was Teresa Tamio had told me not too long ago, she said, wow, this is a refresher for adults, too, on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, hopefully it's going to inspire the kids. You know, I quoted from Pope John Paul II and Mother Teresa, two of my heroes, too, to challenge them to live that life of a Christian with all those graces and blessings and gifts that they'll get from the Holy Spirit when they are confirmed, and to be that light to the world, even at their age, you know, and to keep growing their faith.
Mm-hmm. You know, I have to say, you different rites confirm at different ages. I'm from the Eastern Rite, and it's really odd because when we get baptized, we get confirmed. I don't understand that, but we do.
Right. And do you get baptized as a baby?
Or? Yes, we get baptized as a baby. We're Catholic. We're from the Catholic Eastern Rite, mm-hmm. and we get confirmed at the same time. So even though I got to go through a special ceremony in eighth grade where the Roman Catholics get confirmed, I never really was confirmed, you know, at that age. I was confirmed as a baby, so I never got to go through it again. But I think the book is really powerful and really important for people like me who didn't really get to experience a true confirmation because it happened as an infant.
Well, so, you've got all those wonderful gifts, you just didn't know it.
Yeah, we got all those wonderful gifts and just to know it. But so I think the book, what I like about it too, and Donna Marie Cooper Boyle, you talk about, and Teresa mentioned, for all ages and for adults, is because after we go through school, I say this all the time, I've learned more listening to Catholic radio in the 13 years I was in Catholic school.
God bless Catholic radio. I know people who came into the church because they listened to Catholic radio.
Yeah, exactly. And so books like this, My Confirmation Book, really is great for adults because we don't get that continuing education, you know, in our faith once we graduate, you know, eighth grade, or if we're lucky enough to go to Catholic high school. We don't continue that education. So I think it's really important, and it's something that parents could read with their children who are being confirmed.
Exactly. That's what I'm really hoping when I write for the younger crowd. I hope and pray that the parents reading it with them or to them will pick up on it, too, and say, oh, that's right. I have those gifts of the Holy Spirit, and I should start flexing those muscles, too, and use those gifts. So we pray that we're reaching everyone through the written word and the word on the radio and, you know, through the media that we use to evangelize.
Tell us, Donna Marie, in terms of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, can you elaborate to our listener this morning who may not truly comprehend what that really means?
About receiving the gifts or what they are?
Yes.
Well, you know, we receive special graces and gifts in our baptism, and on our Holy Communion we, you know, receive Jesus in the body, blood, soul, and divinity. And when we receive our confirmation, another sacrament of initiation into the church, we receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit, which are the seven gifts that I list in the book: wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord. And we receive those gifts in a greater way. And so we have those in our hearts and souls, and we need to, like I said, flex our muscles. So to learn more about the gifts, so that we'll be aware what they are, and we could stop and pray before we act. You know, this is what I'm trying to teach the kids, to think about their actions and to think about, you know, and to incorporate prayer into their life all of the time. And I even tell them in this book that, you know, they don't have to be afraid that they're not allowed to pray certain places, as we know in the public schools where it's mm-hmm. banned. And I tell them simply, no one could ever stop you from praying because it's between you and God, and you can silently pray from your heart wherever you are. Mm-hmm. And to encourage them to constantly have that conversation going and to use those beautiful gifts to remind them what they are. And in each chapter about the gift, I talk about, I give them a scenario, just an ordinary kind of slice of life for what their friends might be doing or what they might be doing, and then give them some things to think about at the end of the chapter. Very short, simple text and some reflection points at the end of each chapter. Some of the stories are about the saints, and some are, like I said, about just modern-day kids, so that they can see how the gifts work through their lives, you know, the mm-hmm. normal everyday things that they do, and how they can really call upon those gifts and call upon the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And I emphasize that the Holy Spirit, it's so exciting to be confirmed, because that Holy Spirit is the same one who appeared to Mary and the apostles, you know, at Pentecost, mm-hmm. and who has been so deeply involved with the whole life of the church, and the same Holy Spirit comes to them as they're confirmed. So I try to really emphasize the greatness and the excitement about it, because sometimes I think the kids can kind of get whisked through the sacrament without a real deep understanding of what they're really doing and what, you know, what the purpose is. I mean, of course, their faith formation teachers are, you know, getting the point across in some way, but I try to emphasize it and try to put it in their in a way that they can, you know, apply it to their own lives.
You know, and it's true. That's why it's important to read it again, read the book as an adult, because, mm-hmm. you know, many of us, like myself, you know, mm-hmm. if you went through confirmation, of course, I was born, baptized and confirmed, so you didn't really go through it. But even right. those that it did, it's a long time ago. So
yeah. right,
reading
right.
that book with your children, or even if you don't have a child being confirmed, it's just nice to reiterate that part of your faith. And,
yes.
you know, you talk Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle about the book My Confirmation, about sometimes we struggle with where to pray, but we also struggle with how to pray.
Yes, we do. I put a prayer, an original prayer at the end of each chapter that has to do with that particular gift. Just very simple. Like, for instance, at the end of this chapter, I just opened up to chapter 4. It says, Dear Lord Jesus, please guide me to know what you'd like me to do with my life. Help me to help others as St. Catherine has done. Amen, because mm-hmm. that chapter was about St. Catherine of Siena.
Mm-hmm.
And so just simple prayers here to help them to see that prayers don't have to be very complicated. Yes, it's nice and wonderful to pray the formal prayers of the church, and we do at Mass and other occasions, but to pray from our hearts and to formulate our own words. I try to impress that upon kids so that they don't think prayer is just, you know, boring, or mm-hmm. they can't get it, or they can't remember it. I like to teach them from a very young age, like my first communion class I'm teaching right now, and even younger, that, you know, we just pray from our hearts and just keep offering your heart to God all the mm-hmm. time, and ask for help and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you and ask Mother Mary to be by your side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this one little prayer says, Dear Lord Jesus, help me to understand my faith even better. Please send your Holy Spirit to me. Amen. So very simple prayers throughout the book that the children can, you know, pray as they finish the chapter, and hopefully it will inspire their hearts to pray more.
I think it's so important, because sometimes we tend to complicate things. Before I, you know, ever go on the air or even write for my editorial in the Chaldean News, I always say, please, God, give me the words that you know others need to hear.
Amen.
You know,
that's right.
Let
because,
me,
yeah.
Yeah, 'cause
because
it's not
amazing.
Me.
It's amazing. It's amazing what happens. I experience the same thing through speaking and everything. Something I wasn't planning to say will come out, and then someone will come up to me afterward and say, oh, my gosh, that was what I needed to hear. Yeah. And so that's why we try to stay out of the way, right?
Yeah.
We try to just
stay out of God's way. Donna Marie Cooper of Boyle, how do we get the book on My Confirmation before we let you go?
Thank you for asking. Uh-huh. My website is www.donnacooperoboyle.com, DonnaCooperOboyle.com. And I'm really excited about a pilgrimage I'll be hosting to the Shrines of France. So if you want to learn about that, you can go to my website as well.
Thank you, Donna Marie Cooper of Boyle. Stay with us, everyone. You're listening to Catholic Connection. Coming up, Janet Morana and Dan Burke. Stay with us.